This week, all to do with savings. Nope. This week.
Hey everyone, welcome to Frugalicious. I'm Jessica, an outdoorsy teacher who is definitely a saver and not a spender. And I'm here with my sister, Beth.
Hi guys, I'm Beth. I'm a working mom, frugal shopper, and a savings enthusiast. And in this podcast, we'll share with you some frugal and fabulous tips, tricks, and life hacks. This week, everything to do with emergency funds.
Don't chase the money.
Nope.
The money chase you.
That's right.
Cause you're the boss now. Telling daughters what to do. It's Frugalicious. Yeah, it's a movement. We'll find the discounts. Yeah, we can do this. Yeah, we can do this.
All right, let's start with some little life updates, frugal tidbits.
Frugal tidbit. I still really love that. I think it's the
frugal
perfect
tidbit.
Name.
I think it's the name. I think it's what's happening.
Okay, great. Well, what's your frugal tidbit?
I think my frugal tidbit is hand-me-down clothes.
Yes.
And I say this because I recently acquired quite a few bags of clothing from a couple friends who are cleaning out their closet. And so I've been wearing these clothes to work, and I just keep getting compliments on all these cute clothes that I didn't buy. I just
Excellent.
Inherited them. And I just think, this is what you got to do. You got to get the free hand-me-downs. I was telling one of my friends, I said, I have cute clothes because I have cute friends, and they give their clothes to me.
That's so true.
Yeah. So you just got to go to those clothing swaps, be the person willing to take the clothes. And
yeah.
You do have to sort through stuff. You do have to make extra runs to Goodwill, but
yeah.
Have like a
I was
brand
gonna
new
ask about
wardrobe
that.
practically.
That's amazing. Okay, here are my two questions. How
Sure.
much of your old clothing did you get rid of? Like, did you replace some stuff or did you just add to what you already had?
I replaced some of it, but I ended up with a little bit more. I always try and weed out old stuff when I put new stuff in.
Yeah, good rule of
But it
thumb.
does depend on how much stuff I like, which things I use and wear
Yeah,
a lot.
totally.
I'm not going to get rid of it if I use and wear it regularly.
Oh, yeah, totally. So then what like percentage of what was given to you did you keep? And what percentage did you give away? Like rough estimate.
Maybe 10%. Maybe keep 10%.
Okay. Yeah, so
Yeah.
it's a smaller percentage. You have to really go
Well, yeah,
through
because it's clothes from somebody else. So it won't
different
always
size, different
fit quite
style.
right or be the right style. Yeah, but there's enough in there that you end up with cute stuff.
This is great. I love it.
Yeah. What about you? Frugal
Clothing swap.
tidbit.
Okay, so I'm going to try not to make it too long. Many years ago on the podcast, Jessica and I did an episode where we talked about how we would encourage people to buy a used phone and then we both bought new phones. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, okay.
This was several years ago. And so just for context, in the time of this recording, the newest iPhone out is the iPhone 15. And I was working with an iPhone 8 for several years, 4 years. So it was going great. I replaced the battery. I shared about that on the podcast and things were going okay, but it was like getting slower, getting older. So then I was like, I think it's time for a new phone. And then the touchscreen kind of didn't always work consistently. So I started looking. I was like, maybe I'll get a new one again. And then I looked at the prices and I was like, for sure, I'm not getting a new one this time.
Right.
So started looking on Marketplace and I was like, for sure, I'm not going to get a 15. I don't need to do that. But I just wanted something with like a bigger screen, a bit newer. And the biggest thing is that I had a 64 gig phone and it was just constantly filling up. And even though I have a place to like dump my photos and my videos, I just really wanted more space on my phone. So I was looking and looking. Finally, I found it. I found the right phone.
Okay, what was
So
it?
this is Canadian dollars, but it was $360 and iPhone 12, which is pretty
Okay.
good. It's a good
Yeah.
one. And it came with four cases. Four
Oh,
cases. I know.
great.
So I was like, sold. So I had to drive a little bit to get it. Fred picked it up for me, which was very nice. But it works great, and it's 256 gigs. So I was like, I can put whatever I want on this
Oh,
phone.
nice.
So great. So that is.
So do you swap out the cases or did you just use one?
I just am using the one. And actually, we have like one of those little places in our car where you can put the magnet on.
Right.
And I need to get a new magnet because I had just gotten a magnet for my old phone case. Right now, I'm only using 66 of it. And I'm like, that's so great. I can just keep whatever I want because it makes me so sad to delete things off of it. Like
Right.
kid, pictures of the kids when they're little and videos. I just want to keep everything. So
Yeah.
anyway, since I bought it, it's just been like I don't have to think about my phone not working or deleting anything. I was constantly like, I can't open up my email because I just have like too many things on my phone. Or like, you can't open
Oh.
Signal. I was like, well, I guess I'll just have to delete a couple apps and come back.
Oh
So
no. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah.
yeah.
Yep.
And here's the thing that I really like about buying a used phone. The thing that's really helpful is to think about how you don't have to pay the tax. Because sometimes people are like, okay, like comparatively, maybe it's still a lot. But then I think about how in our area, we have like 12% sales tax. Like it's really high. So then
Right.
I'm like, that's a huge savings because you don't have to pay for that part of it.
Is.
And it's
Good
only like a couple of
point.
years old. So it's going to last for a bit. And even if I have to buy a new phone in 2 years, it's still cheaper than it would have been. So it's been a great
Yeah.
investment. Loving my new phone, and it's big. The screen's so big, so it's nice. The old screen was so small.
Yeah.
That's
Well,
my frugal
good.
tidbit. Yeah.
Good job, Bethy.
Oh,
Excellent.
thanks. That's great.
Excellent.
All right. Well, let's dive into today's big topic. I told Jessica I really wanted to talk about this. It started off because I was really curious about what Jessica did for emergency funds, and we had a conversation about that. But I thought, when think about finances and think about all the things that people do, having an emergency fund is a topic that comes up a lot. Dave Ramsey talks about it and other people, they're like, once you start like being financially kind of like stable, like you need kind of the standard that everyone says is 3 to 6 months of expenses is what they said. And I
Right.
remember the first time I read that in a book, just graduated from university, tons of student loans. And I read that and I was like, there's no way I will ever be able to save that much money. Like I couldn't fathom it. I was like, how do people do that? I don't even know what that looks
Yeah.
like. That was many years ago. I'm on the other
Yeah.
side of it now and would love to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, and I think for me, my lead into the emergency fund was first getting like that $1,000 emergency fund, kind of the base level before building up that 3 to 6 months expenses. And that is what made me like, oh, what's the word? A passionate advocate for emergency funds. Because the thing that always, I go back to the same story, but I remember I'd gotten the emergency fund. It was there, felt good about it. I didn't touch it. I'm like, I'm definitely a saver by nature. So to me, that's like, great. I've got this money in the bank. It's just there. Check it off the list, got my $1,000 emergency fund, right? I
Moving
can
on.
work on paying off debt. And then I ended up needing, it was this whole thing. I needed to get a smog check, but the gas gauge in my car had broken. So I just like tracked my mileage and that's how I filled up gas. Really not the best idea. But when you're like just out of college and you're figuring stuff out and you're just like, I'm not going to worry about it. It'll be fine. But in order to do the smog check, I had to have a working
Oh, yeah.
gas gauge. And so they had to fix that and it ended up being $800. And I just remember thinking, like, was my first thought, like, oh gosh, that's such a lot of money. And then I realized, oh, I have an $1,000 emergency fund. That's what this is for. This was a very unexpected expense to me. And I was
Yeah.
able to just pay it. And it was sort of, there is a sadness, you guys. There's a
Oh,
sadness
yeah.
when you have to use your emergency fund because then
Totally.
it's not as big and beautiful as it was. And you do have to spend the time to rebuild it.
Yeah.
But the thing that
But
was
you're not
great,
going into debt.
I wasn't going into debt. I didn't need to like call anybody to help me. I just could pay for it. Didn't
That's
have to do
awesome.
a payment plan. I didn't have to put it on a credit card. I didn't have to do any of that. I just could pay for it and it was done. And then I
Awesome.
had a working gas gauge, which was good because I also at least once, maybe twice, ran out of gas because I did
Oh.
not calculate correctly. So I'm just going to recommend for everybody, you should probably fix it if your gas gauge is not working, but
Great, great tip.
learn from me. But anyways, that to me made me feel like, oh, this is what this is for. Now it's not an emergency. It's just this is an inconvenience. I still didn't love doing it, But it didn't throw me into any sort of financial spin at all.
Yeah.
I was fine. Kept going.
Yeah.
So that to me is when I became like a big believer in it. And then.
Oh, yeah. That's a great story. I don't think I actually have a story of when we've used our emergency fund.
No?
Not the one that jumps to mind, because I feel like once you build an emergency fund, sometimes what happens is that when an emergency comes up, you actually figure out how to cash flow it. Because you have more of a handle on your finances. And so if we have an emergency, we usually build it into the cash flow, or we have sort of like a, like we call it slush savings sometimes, you know, you kind of have like a sinking fund for something, or kind of have a little bit of money in savings that we'll like tap into that before we tap into the emergency fund.
Right.
So that's usually what we go to first. But back in the day, we didn't have either of those things. We just had only the $1,000 emergency
fund. Right. And I think that's where I was in my whole, you know, financial budgeting, money savvy journey.
Yeah.
Was I was just at the emergency fund. I was paying off school loans. And so $800 is something that's like, oh, shoot, gotta take care of this. Whereas, yeah, you're right. Once you have more saved up and you've figured out your budget and you're working through all that, you can cash flow a lot more. Because I don't remember another time I've had to dip into my emergency fund like that.
Yeah. It's kind of like that idea that like, if you're prepared for something, it won't happen. You know, like you bring toilet paper on a hike and then you're like, and I didn't have to go to the bathroom. Or you bring a snack on a long drive and you're like, I didn't have to eat that. But it's when you don't bring those things that you're like, oh man.
Right.
Do what I wish I had those things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, a little bit of protection. Yeah, that's interesting. So we did the same thing with like $1,000 emergency fund, paid off all our debt. Mm-hmm. You have been listening to the podcast for a while. You know, we paid almost $100,000 off in debt, which is a lot. And then we started building up our emergency fund. And when we started building ours up, we were like, okay, kind of the magic number is 10,000, which back 10 years ago meant a little bit more than it means today. And we were like, okay, that's the magic number. Once we get there, like, we'll be good. We could cover about 3 months back then, when everything was so much cheaper and our rent was way less and all those things. So we're like, that's the magic number. So we built up our emergency fund, took a while. And then for like years, we just kept that. And we never really had to dip into it. It just stayed the same. But then prices of everything kept rising and inflation. And then we had kids. And so like last year, we looked at that number, Fred did. And he was like, I don't think this is the right number anymore. And I was like, I think you're right. But I didn't want to save up more, because I remember how long it took to save $10,000.
Yeah.
I was like, what if we have to, like, so we had some big numbers in mind.
Yeah. Because you feel like you've checked it off the list.
Yes.
You're like, I got it. I did it. And then inflation hits and you're like, ah, crap.
Yes.
But that's life.
And for us, what's really important is, because now that we have kids, and because Fred has been working mostly as a substitute teacher, it's really important to have a good savings because, you know, there's no work in the summer as for a substitute teacher, or like if he doesn't get called in for a month, unlikely that it would happen, but it's like, we want to make sure that we have that there. So then we built it up. So we have kind of about enough for like 4 to 5 months,
right?
Pretty conservative. And so that like felt better, but it took a long time to get there. And through that process, we're figuring out how do we had some savings for other things. And we're like, maybe we actually need to reallocate that into the emergency fund. So I told Jessica the longer version of the story, but the short version is we had started saving for our kids' college, because that's, you know, the baby steps.
Right.
If you listen to Dave Ramsey, save up the emergency fund. You do the pay off all your debt. You do the bigger emergency fund of 3 to 6 months, and then you save up for kids' college and retirement. And pay off the mortgage early. We didn't have a mortgage. So we're like, great, we'll start investing. We'll start saving for the kids. Long story short, we didn't end up investing that money for the kids because of some paperwork and all that. And we had this money just in a savings account. And so when we were looking at that, we're like, we have this money available. But actually, if we were following the baby steps, Dave would say to save up the emergency fund before you start saving for college. So we kind of did it backward. We're like, oh, we're saving up for college before we actually have this funded. And that made me feel like, oh, I'd love to keep this money in there, because we had saved it for a couple of years. But I was like, actually, the money kind of felt like it had like emotion attached to it, even though it's just money. It's just numbers on a screen. I was like,
well,
oh,
because
but
it's
that's
your
like,
kid's
that's
college.
designated. So through that and through a couple other things that we had figured out, we ended up setting aside this chunk for a new emergency fund. And we feel really good having that in place, but it definitely took a while to like build it up and to get there. But we feel like now if we really did have no income, we could make it 4 or 5 months. That's like a much better feeling.
Well, this makes me think like the budget. I always say this about gardening. Like, gardening is so fun to me. And if you talk to people that have gardened forever, they're always trying something new. Like, they're always adjusting, adapting, trying something different, trying something new. And I feel like the budget is like that. And managing your money is like that. That you're always like Fred, he relooked at it and was like, this is not quite the right amount. This is
But
not
after years and
actually,
years,
but you have to, like, you have to adjust the budget. My budget that I had 10 years ago is not going to work now because food costs more and rent is costs more and all the things are different. And also, if you have a different job than you had before, your income's different and you adjust for that. And so it's just that thing of you always have to be looking at it and willing to adjust. So I think that's a good point, Bethy, that like, okay, I can reallocate this money because it's going to be wiser to look at the whole big picture and see what do I really need? Where's the money really going to be the best spent right now? And let's do that.
Well, and what Fred said that really helped me was if there was an emergency, where would we actually go to get that money? And I'm like, oh, of course, we'd take it out of that account because it wasn't invested. It was just like
It was there.
slushy money. And so I was like, oh, if we would do that, if you work the problem backward, if you had an emergency, where'd it come from?
Like,
Oh,
well, that's
yeah, we would
essentially
take
what
it
it
from
is
there.
then right now, anyways. So,
So then it made sense. But I think the emotional part was because we have savings accounts and you can nickname the accounts. So when I pull up my online banking, I've labeled them all. And so then it was like we have like a little bank account for each kid. And I was like, oh man, like it felt like changing the name of the account and moving it. But it's gonna be fine. It'll all work out. But yeah, it's it was a big mental shift. I think that was the biggest part.
This is why, like, farmers don't name their pigs,
It's so true.
So there you go.
So, I mean, the biggest question really is how much to save. So, I mean, I shared mine that kind of that 3 to 6 months. They say if your income is a little bit less stable, you kind of want to go more in the 6 month. There's a lot of people who work kind of irregular, have irregular income, sales, or commission based. So, what do you have? You don't have to give exact
I
numbers.
have about 3 months saved up, and I remember revisiting this because I just took the Financial Peace University course again, and it was really helpful because they lined up certain things like look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. And depending on your answers to those, do you need closer to the 3 months? Do you need closer to the 6 months?
Ooh, yeah. Can you
And
share some of the questions with us?
yeah, I can share the ones I remember. One of them was just what you said, consistent versus inconsistent income. So I have a very consistent income. My hours are the same. I'm salaried. It's just the job is what it's going to be. I'm contracted for like year by year, so I always know ahead of time. And so that's one thing that they say you can do the smaller emergency fund. And then the other thing is I don't have any dependents. And so that's another big difference that you don't need as much because you don't have the other people depending on you that you'll need more saved up. So I have about 3 months and yeah, I thought about bumping it up, but then I went through all that thing in the course and it's like, no, I think 3 months is about right because I want to be saving towards a house. And so then it was like, okay, nope. I have that emergency fund set up, fully funded. I can start putting all this extra towards a house. But what I did do that I was very excited about, maybe this is my frugal tidbit. I don't know. I put my emergency fund into a high yield savings account that still has
Yes,
a
this is a
debit
good
card
tip.
attached to it. There's a little bit limited transactions, but if it's an emergency, I'm not like an emergency is
Can
one
you transfer it
transaction.
though? You could
Yeah, I can
just like
transfer it.
transfer it all into your
I mean,
checking.
that counts as a as a transaction, but yeah.
Right.
So I think I can have 10 transactions a month or something like that. But thing that's cool is that, so it's in there and already my savings account is making a little bit of money in interest.
That's nice.
Because
yeah. It's building itself.
It's
over
4%. It's somewhere between 4 and 5%.
That's good.
Yeah. And so I just, and I thought, man, I wish I had done this because I've had my money in a savings account, but it's a savings account where, you know, you get the 1 cent interest each month.
Oh, yeah. Basically
and
nothing.
It just feels like, why are you even giving me any interest payment? And I just didn't even know there were these high yield savings accounts out there that you could put your money into, that you could do this. And
Yes.
Just feel pumped about it. And I want everybody to have that, because then your money is working for you. And it's
Yeah,
a really,
I think that's great.
It's a really good feeling to know that, like, okay, my money is just sitting there in the bank. And at the same time that it's sitting there, it's growing.
Yeah, totally.
It's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. We thought about that too, about where to keep it. And we got a financial advisor this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they recommended that we invest it into like a slushy, I keep using this word.
I know.
Like
talk more about slushy, because like, this was a new term to me when you brought it up.
It's not like locked in, like it's invested, but it's not like locked into the market and that we can't access it.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that there's a rule that like within 48 hours of letting our investor guy know, he has to cash it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be in our account like within the week. And so
okay.
He's like, basically, we're putting it in like a pretty safe, like a pretty conservative investment.
Right.
That's like not attached to the rest of our retirement savings investment. It's like at a separate little place.
Right.
And it's earning a little bit. And then if we really desperately needed it, like all at once, again, we kind of have some other savings, so mm-hmm. we'd probably be okay for a while. But if we had a true emergency, we needed to get to it, we could get
mm-hmm.
it within the week. And if it was like, we need it today, then we would probably like, we still have a credit card, so we could use our credit card and then we could pay it off like within the week. So it's not
right.
Dave Ramsey always talks about like, you want a savings account. He recommends that you don't invest it, but it would be like locked into the market, like in a stock that you can't get it out, or like in a
And so
bond
that's why
that
it's
you can't
slushy.
Get for
It's
10
not
years.
Perfectly liquid where you can get
No.
to it instantly,
Right.
but you can get to it within 48 hours, which is
pretty good.
Pretty good. Not frozen.
And he would say too, you know, like some people are like, well, my emergency fund is like in my house, because that's like the equity that I have. Like, that's never a good place to keep it, because you want to be able to access it if you have like your car blows up. I don't know. That's my first example.
Right.
We think about our car a lot because our car's a little bit
Oh,
older.
yeah.
We have older cars. It's like if our car suddenly stopped working and we're like, we need to buy a new car this week. Like that would be like a pretty big expense, right? That we probably couldn't just cash flow a new car. We'd probably need to like go into the emergency fund for that. But like within the week, like we could make it work, you know?
Right.
So I can't think of a true emergency that would be like, I need it like right now, and I'm not going to have any other money to pay for it, like in our current financial situation.
I know. I can't think of that either. And the only thing I could think is like a ransom demand. But I don't really think that's going to happen. I hope it doesn't ever happen.
You never know, but I would hope not.
I don't think it's going to
happen. Yeah. I hope that never happens.
I
but
hope
yes,
so too.
That would be terrible. So anyways, the slushy savings is kind of the thing that we, and it felt like to me, I was like, but no, but Dave Ramsey says you shouldn't do this. And our financial advisor explained a little bit more about how like accessible it is. And so that felt really helpful. And again, having our money work for us and our other savings that we have, we put in a higher yield savings account. I'm like, oh, it's making a few dollars every, you know, like it's making a bit more.
I mean, it's really exciting to watch it make money.
Yeah. It's
really,
really helpful.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah. And I think a good point about like, okay, because we both really like Dave Ramsey and follow a lot of his guidelines. But it's good, like you're talking about, talking to your financial advisor, understanding what's happening with your money, thinking through it logically, knowing the
think
ins and
your
outs,
situation.
And then making the decision for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's good for any and every situation. Like you shouldn't just blindly follow this like, oh, they said this is the thing to do, so I just need to do this. Like you should understand what's happening with your money, why it's working this way, what your investments mean, which I will admit, like that is not always the most fun thing for me to understand all those things. And when I talk to my financial lady, I'm like, okay, go over that again.
Yeah.
Run that by me one more time and ask a lot of questions. And I still feel like sometimes it doesn't completely stick all the way, but I just keep asking because you need to know what's going on with your money.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I think that's been helpful to ask more questions and think about it. And I mean, if, for the people who are wondering out there, I forget what it's called in the United States because we do all our money stuff in Canada, but it's a tax-free savings account. So the money that comes out of it is not taxed. What's that one called in the States? Where you put the money in post-tax, but then when you take it out, it doesn't give you the hit. So it's the opposite of like a 401k.
Is it like a retirement?
Like an IRA? Maybe that's the one.
Maybe.
It's so the one where you don't pay.
About oh, things should, that yeah. I feel like I just am still getting these.
Yeah, I think it's the IRA. Down. It's where when you take the money out, you don't get taxed on it because you put it in after you already paid taxes on it.
Right.
So that's another thing that helps us a lot.
They have IRAs that work both ways. So
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, here they're called tax-free savings account. You have a limit of how much you can put in each year because otherwise people just like, you know, it's great. You can put all kinds of money and you won't get taxed on it. So they have a limit. But the you get more room every year. And so anyways, we put it in there. So that also helped a lot that it's not locked in, that like if I took it out, I'd get like a 25% tax hit on it. That's the other portion. Because a lot of times people are like, oh, I'll just like put my, you know, I'll put it in my 401k or whatever. And it's like, you don't want to put it in there because then if you take it out, you're going to get huge tax on it when you pull it out. So that's the difference in the investment.
Right. Yeah, all good stuff to understand and know about.
And ask lots of questions of your financial advisor.
Lots of questions, take lots of notes. That's what I have to do. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Any other last things to say about emergency funds?
I'm a big fan and I think they're great to have. That's it. Yeah.
This is like makes me feel a little bit better. Like if something happened, this is the thing we didn't, I don't think you said earlier, that Dave Ramsey often talks about how when you have an emergency and you have an emergency fund, it becomes an inconvenience rather than like a money emergency. So you have an emergency, like your car breaks down and then it becomes a financial emergency.
Yeah.
If you have an emergency fund, you're like, oh, great. It's just, it's inconvenient and it's kind of annoying to have to pay for it, but you actually have the money to pay for it. So it's more like, what a nuisance. Rather than all of a sudden you're stressed about the car and you're stressed about the money.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So I think it's that. It's just like, it's a different way to think about money. And if you've not done that before, it just feels different.
Try
but
it.
I remember, just try it. Because I think there's a lot of people that don't think about it this way. And if it's never the way that you've done it, then you just have gotten used to functioning in this other way. And you think, well, this is how it always is. So this is just how it's going to be. But it doesn't necessarily have to be this way. And so I remember one time I was at work and I was chatting with some coworkers and, you know, as you, the longer you're there, the higher your salary is. Right. So I was talking to a teacher that had been there many more years than me. So I'm certain she made a much higher salary than me. And she was talking about how she ended up having to take her cat to the vet or some, her dog or some animal to the vet. And she talked about having to put it on a credit card and it was $300. And I just remember feeling like shocked and baffled because at that point I did have an emergency savings built up and I like budgeted each month and was doing all that. And I just thought, wait, what do you mean you don't have $300? Like I have $300 right now and I probably make half as much as you.
Right.
Where is it? Where's this money going?
Where is it?
So it's just that difference of like you get so used to like, oh, just living to paycheck to paycheck, or I just spend the money. And I had one person say that to me. Well, yeah, I just spend the money till it runs out and then I stop spending it. And that was the way they like did their finances. It's like, well,
wow.
Okay. But then
that
you're
stressful.
Well, yeah, but it's just, but it's this perspective that a lot of people think that way.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah, and there's some statistic about how like most Americans can't cover a $500 emergency.
Really?
It's like over 50%. Yeah.
That's insane.
Which seems shocking. I'm like $500 is
shocking,
a lot of money.
But this is what I think I want to come back to is like I think we also our parents taught us about savings. They had that like we were never in that kind of conundrum because our parents modeled that and practiced that. But if that was never what was modeled and practiced and you didn't have that, you might just think like, oh, well, this is normal to live paycheck to paycheck, or oh, this is normal to have to do this, or like, oh, everybody has credit card debt, or
Right.
oh, like, yeah, that's how you cover emergencies is your credit card. And so just if that's been you, just
Yeah.
want to open your world to emergency savings because it's beautiful.
Yeah,
Beautiful.
could
It's like
be
it
really
just feels
helpful.
safer, it's less stressful.
It's just less stressful.
Nice. Yeah.
It's removing the stress and risk from what might happen. And we all know that
Right.
in life, many things can happen. Your cat
Right.
could need to go to the vet.
Right.
You could need some ransom money. You could need
Right.
to fix your gas gauge.
You never know. Yes.
Any one of those things could happen to you at
They
any
could.
moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're hoping the ransom one never happens to
I'm
anybody
hoping that too.
listening. I just don't want that for anyone.
Yeah.
But the other ones might happen. So
Yeah,
be
it's true.
ready. Be
Unless you don't
ready.
have a cat like we don't, just saying. If you don't have pets, you don't have
Right.
emergency vet bills.
It's true. They
Another crazy way to think to all you pet owners out there, there's no judgment or
have.
like anger, but just think about it.
Yeah, I
It
mean,
just would never happen.
pets are a budget item, right? Like there's
They're a dependent.
right. Do it
Yep.
or don't.
Yeah, you're do it or don't.
Review or view for the very first time your emergency fund. So if you don't have one, take a look into setting one up. And if you do have one, look at it and make sure that like with inflation and changing circumstances in your life, that it still actually fits the 3 to 6 months that you want to have saved up.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing to throw out there is this is what mom and dad did. They had money in a separate bank. So I don't know if you remember that, but growing up, they
I
always,
don't.
like, mom kept her bank account in California.
Oh, right.
And
Okay,
she
I do
had some
remember
money
that.
in that bank. And so sometimes people, they actually put their emergency fund just in a separate bank. They just open a different account and they just have it totally separate. And
Right.
then it's like, actually, you don't even see it. But then if an emergency
Right.
happened, you're like, oh, right, that other bank that we bank with. So some people, they
Right.
like to kind of spread it out in that way, out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
So an idea to throw out there for you.
Yeah.
So listener questions. We'd love to hear from you. Do you have an emergency fund? How many months of expenses do you keep in it? How long did it take you to save it up? That's always what I wonder. And where do you keep it? Do you keep it in the same bank, a different bank? Do you invest it? Savings account, high yield savings account. We'd love to hear from
Yeah.
you. So thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back soon with some more awesome content for you about how to continue to live a frugally fabulous life.
Thanks for listening. Be frugal, be fabulous, and let's talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Don't buy into the FOMO. We spend money like slow-mo. But we ain't broke, no, because every penny makes sense. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Get out of debt. It's where the money's at and where the money's at. We do the budget dance.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Frugalicious. Our music is by the wonderful Atoria. Thanks to our mom for helping us open up our very first savings account. Thanks,
Thanks,
Mom.
Mom.
Subscribe to the podcast to stay up to date on new episodes. Tell a friend about the podcast. You can find us on social media at FrugaliciousPod. You can email us at frugaliciouspod@gmail.com. And together, let's make the world a more frugalicious
Frugalicious
place.
place. I
Perfect.
remember our savings account had $100 in it.
Oh, you have a good memory.
I think mom and dad were like, we're opening up a savings account for you. We're putting $100 in. I think that was it.
Yeah.